There was a moment's silence, and then the listening wanderers broke out in a chatter of excitement. Bear Cub's grandmother was more sceptical.
"How can you do that?" she spat in disbelief. "You are far too small."
"I will find a way," said Hiccup. "I'm pretty sure I will anyway. I've done this sort of thing before." There was a long, long silence. Everyone looked at Bear Cub's grandmother. She was staring at Hiccup, boring into him with her eyes, as if a tiny hope was struggling with a lifetime's bitter experience.
"You are a Viking," she said at last. "I think that you are saying this so that we will let you go and you will climb back to freedom and then forget about us."
She jerked her head up at the hatch above, which the Vikings were still banging and clanging in their desperate attempts to open it. "I give you my promise," said Hiccup.
"A Viking's promise is worth nothing," spat Bear Cub's grandmother.
She looked at him thoughtfully.
"What is your name, Viking?" she asked.
"Hiccup Horrendous Haddock the Third," replied Hiccup. "I am the son of Chief Stoic the Vast of the Hooligan tribe."
"Viking royalty," said Bear Cub's grandmother sarcastically.
But Hiccup had made her pause, and she was thinking hard.
"How interesting. We are honoured indeed. King Rat. King Fox."
Her eye caught a long, sinister-looking metal tool leaning against one of the beams that propped up the ceiling of the hold. It ended in the shape of an S, and it was dipped in a dark blue ink.
"Okay then, Viking," said Bear Cub's grandmother. "You have got yourself a deal, but it will come at a price. In return, I will give you the slave mark. Hold him fast, Wild Thing and Lone Fox."
"No," screamed Hiccup, struggling frantically.
"The slave mark is easy to give," said Bear Cub's grandmother slowly, approaching him with a pointed stick, "but impossible to remove."
She pointed bitterly at the blue mark on her hand.
"Take off his helmet,"
Bear Cub's grandmother ordered Wild Thing and Lone Fox,
"and then he can hide it from those devil Vikings up there. We do not want them to suspect that he has an understanding with us."
So Bear Cub's grandmother put the mark on the side of Hiccup's head, some way above his left ear. 1 second later, and the slave mark was there. A livid blue mark that would stay there forever. A bit like a tattoo.
"You will not be able to forget us now," said Bear Cub's grandmother with gloomy satisfaction.
The hatch above Hiccup's head finally burst open and a great shaft of light poured into the dark room. Norbert the Nutjob's furious red screaming face appeared in the space.
"If you've touched a hair on his head, I'll feed the lot of you to the lobsters," he roared. "Climb up quick there, boy."
A rope flopped down into the hold.
"Swear by this mark that you will help us escape or we will not let you go," hissed Bear Cub's grandmother.
"I swear," gasped Hiccup, nearly crying. And then he put both hands upon the rope and was hauled up through the hatch.
"You see, grandmother," said Bear Cub excitedly, "we are not doomed after all. I asked for someone to rescue us and he has." "You are not rescued yet," said his grandmother sternly.
The hatch clanged shut. And they were left in darkness again.
"And wipe your nose,"
came the voice of Bear Cub's grandmother in the blackness.
"It's running most dreadfully."